Hi everyone, welcome back to the Tammy Podcast. This is your host Tammy. Y'all probably already heard this story. In Ottawa, Idaho, there was four college students that was murdered in their off-campus house. Three young ladies and a young man. I think they all was under the age of 21. Someone came into the house, their off-campus house, and early in the morning, like 3 a.m., and butchered them all to death. It was a couple. The one guy and a girl was dating, and then it was two other young ladies. They was in three different bedrooms, and there was also two other college students, young lady in the house, but they survived. I guess the killer didn't know that they was in the house. They was in the first floor bedroom. And they think the killer gained entrance through the sliding doors, so they went in and killed the four young students. This sounds like something back in the 1970s when the serial killer Ted Bundy was killing all of them college students, or something fictional with Jason Voorhees, Friday the 13th. He liked it killing college students. And this was like 2 weeks ago, and they still haven't found the killer, but they're working overtime, probably like 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to solve this murder of four young students. And they said it was a party house and I think they had like a on their door, you know, where you gotta put the code in. And they said a lot of people had the code to get into the house. If you have a house, I mean, you need to tell your college students or tell your children that anyone who is not on the lease do not need the code to the house. If they are not home, then that person could wait until they come home to be let into the house. But you just can't be giving out the code to your house or giving out the key to anyone nowadays. It's just too dangerous. Also, have a Ring doorbell on your house. You know, it's cheap. It only costs like less than $300. You maybe could even get one for like $80, a Ring doorbell, and just install it. And it's only like $10 a month for the service. So, and your life is worth a lot more. It's a shame, you know, these four young people lost their life. They had their whole life ahead of them. So people are just wondering that who could have killed them. Was it an ex-boyfriend? Was it a stalker? Was it a drifter? Someone who was just passing through town? Was it a neighbor? One of the neighbor's dog, somebody had killed it and skinned it. So could that be connected to the four murders? What was it, a maintenance man? Or was it, you know, another college student, someone who they was partying with? But I know the police, they're going to solve this case. They are not going to rest until they solve this case of who killed four young people. I don't think it's a serial killer on the loose. This might be just an isolated incident where someone who knew of these, you know, college kids and went to the house and murdered them. So, like I said, hopefully the killer will be caught soon. But yes, four young students was killed in Idaho while they were sleeping. They was in their bed sleeping and someone stabbed them to death. Okay, but prayers go out to all of them. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening to the Tammy Podcast.